have to pay more for stamps.
All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order if I could, please. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have the roll call, please?
Councilor Wood?
Present.
Councilor Holton?
Here.
Councilor Horning?
Present.
Councilor Eaton Novak?
I'm here.
Supervisor Bernard?
Present. Okay, we have a public comment period. Does anybody wish to speak at this time? Hearing none, seeing none. It's empty, so.
That's you, John.
We will move on. I have no current supervisor comments. So we'll move on. Any counselors wish to speak at this time? Hearing none?
Motion to adjourn.
That's right. 1 year anniversary.
He survived 1 year.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's been good, to say the least. So,
do you feel smarter?
No. I got a lot of knowledge, but that doesn't mean I'm smart. So I gained a lot. But yeah, that's where that is. So we're going to move on, and it'll be a good year. But nobody else wishes to speak at this time. We'll move on to our work at hand. It's the organizational meeting, and we have a lot of paperwork to go through. What I plan on doing is just reading it off. If there's a question or problem, please stop me. And you can just, because I'm just going to read down, and what we'll do is we'll approve each page. But if there's, as I go down through it, if there is a question, maybe I messed up, it happens a lot. We'll see what we can do to correct whatever we got on there, and or discuss it if there's a question on it. So as we get to the pay, you'll see, you know, we'll probably have more questions. The first part is the designations, and I will just go down and go through it. Like I said, please stop me if you find something that might be a little bit amiss. Everybody has the same sheets. So we have the administrative offices, 2938 East Main Street, Parrish, New York, 13131. Bids, all except all state and county approved bids. So it said last year, this was says this year. Conservation Advisory Council, the Planning Board, and the Conservation Advisor. Our delegation to the Association of Towns, the annual meeting is vacant, as well as the alternate at the annual meeting. Normally, Carl and Sheila, I believe, used to go down. I did not personally see a need to go down. If anybody has a question with that about sending somebody, anybody?
Was that New York City?
Yeah. Thing? I mean, and there's some good training down there. I feel myself personally, I can get a lot of that locally, and I didn't need to travel to get it. Just my personal opinion, if somebody, you know, wanted to change that. So that's where that is. The employee handbook evidently is old. It's from January 1st, 2011. That's our current employee handbook. Our engineer is Miller Engineering. Our external auditor, it's board hired when needed. If we feel after, you know, a certain amount of time, we can hire one, that would be our external auditor. If not, we're going to do our own audits again this year. Our grant writer is Jay Grosso. Health insurance, highway employees, the highway superintendent, the town clerk, providing that position is 32 or more hours. That way, if we decide to lower that, we don't have to provide that position with health insurance.
You might want to specify a little.
Which one?
Highway employees, you might want to be a little more specific.
As far as contractual employees, how's that? Or no?
I would
say, just the way you read last year.
I would say permanent, wouldn't you? Because you have seasonal employee, seasonal highway.
I think that's all into
the contract.
Contract.
Okay.
So it's really not much of a choice we can make. You know what I mean?
Okay. Any other questions so far? All right. The retirees are per contract and addendum. That's what it said last year. attorney, and that's if 100% of the premiums are paid out of his pocket. Okay, so that's all good.
Yep.
Invest idle monies. The supervisor is given the authority to invest idle monies. Our joint meetings will be March 9th, June 8th, September 14th, December 14th at 7 o'clock. Our marriage officers are Kelly Reeder and Evelyn Stemleshuk. Mileage allowance, town officers and officials, 0.655 per mile from the office. And no mileage is given for driving in the town limits unless you're the assessor and code enforcement. Go ahead.
Not for nothing, but Kelly, do you want your last name changed on this?
Oh, did good you point. Not change it?
I just says Kelly Reeder.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying.
We'll correct that before the official one goes into Kelly.
All right.
And just with that mileage, that's why I included, should be your last sheet. The IRS issued the standard mileage rates for 2023, and it is 655. So that was in case anybody had a question. I pulled it. It just came out December 29th. So I looked at it before I did the sheets. Earlier this year, or last year, if you remember, in like June, I think we upped it to 62.5, right? So it went up 3 cents from that.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you're aware that everybody's good with offering what the IRS wishes. Any discussion on that? Okay. Monthly meetings, third Thursday of every month at 6:30. That's what we agreed upon last time, so I kept it at 6:30. Everybody still good?
Yep.
Okay. Monthly workshops, fourth Thursday as needed at 6:30. Negotiator John Brunelli.
He wasn't just an attorney, somebody recommended.
Is that what, yes.
That's all it was.
Okay, that was on the sheet from last year, and I haven't dealt with a negotiator yet, but I'm sure we will. They're due at the end of 23, so we will start negotiations this year. Official bulletin board is the gym lobby bulletin board. Can I approve page 1 as spoken, except for adding edit to the
marriage? I move to approve page 1.
I second.
Yeah.
Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries for page 1. Yep. Thank you. We will move on to page 2. This is the designations continued. The official depositories are Key Bank for Cemeteries and Pathfinder Bank. Official papers, Camden Queen Central. Ads may be placed in other publications with board approval. If we decide we have a bigger thing, we can just approve it and we go outside. Petty cash, the clerk has 200. The code enforcement officer has 100. The justice has 200 and the tax collector has 100. Prepays, we approve paying prior to board meetings, the public utilities, the postage and freight. That's to law, I believe, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, any question on that? And it says I have to read this public notice, so I will read so. Official notice will be provided to the public and the news media of all regular, special meetings and workshops of the town board at which public business is officially transacted. Such notice is designed to facilitate public attendance at such meetings so that they may observe and listen to the deliberations of the board. Listings to be included on our town website. All right, we will move on to purchase equipment. The highway superintendent is authorized to spend up to $2,000. Items that cost over $2,000 need to be approved by the board or possibly put out for bid. Any questions on that one? Great. Signature on accounts. Supervisor or deputy supervisor and town clerk or deputy clerk are the signature that need to be provided on all checks, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're all good there. Special counsel. We will hire special counsel when needed with advice from our town attorney. Any questions on that one? Okay. Transfer of funds. Board will approve budget modifications at the board meetings as needed. And finally, the union contract, which expires in 2023.
When does it expire this year?
What month?
End of the year.
End of the year. Okay. December. Yep.
So like during budget time, we'll be...
We'll start before that, but it will help us with our budget. Yes, we hope to have it done. And if it's not close, we can figure out a budget to see where we have to make modifications. For page two, that's the way we wanted to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Can I have a motion to accept page?
Second.
Gary and Doug.
Aye.
Aye.
All those in favor, everybody was in favor. So that will go on. Page two is good. Our legal holidays for 2023. I'm not going to read these unless you'd like me to. We can just approve the holidays. Correct. Okay. Any questions on those?
No one takes that day off, that time first.
I know that was on there, and I'm like, it's optional by department.
Are these all the federal holidays?
That I don't know.
Well, Town of Perry is going to be a federal one.
No, right? It wouldn't. I'm just curious because Juneteenth isn't on there.
What is it?
That was.
Oh, that's a new one. Yeah.
That's the new one that they added.
Maybe we should add that.
We can add that.
I'm just saying it's a federal hot, but federally.
That's up to. Do we want to give all our employees that day off too?
I would take that one off and put that one in if that's what you want to do. Nobody recognizes that.
Okay. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's up to you guys.
And do you know the date?
It depends on the.
Oops. What is that for?
It's the day when all the slaves were actually considered free in June because Texas still had the Black people enslaved. So it's in June. It's around the 19th. This year it's Monday, June 19th.
Okay. So we will add Monday, June 19th. Is any other issues on the legal holidays?
So are we eliminating the day of number four and replacing it with Juneteenth?
We can. Nobody even, I mean, Kelly's the one that works mainly here all the time. She's, and she doesn't.
It doesn't really matter if we leave it on there as an option.
I don't know how it got on there. Maybe John Dunham knows.
That was way back.
When Steve was in, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because that was the day you're supposed to clean your files and everything else. The office was actually closing. They were cleaning files.
Spring cleaning day.
Put everything down in the archives. Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but you have to do it before June.
Right. So you want to take out number four and just replace it? Take out the Town of Parish Day and replace it with Juneteenth?
I'm thinking.
I think.
Any discussion on that? Everybody good?
Make a motion?
Yeah, make a motion to add Juneteenth on our calendar and remove Parish Day and then approve it with that.
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Aye.
All those in favor?
to remove
number four, Town of Parish Day, and add Juneteenth onto our legal holiday calendar. Everybody was in favor? For page number three, we'll move on to page number four, which is our Town of Parish 2023 fee schedule.
We approve.
This is the building permits. You can approve this. Nothing changed from last year. If somebody has one of these items that they wish to change or discuss, maybe we'll do that with this one because it's going to get lengthy and nothing changed from last year. Any questions or discussion on the building permits?
Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, take your time.
As long as it's working now, you know,
right.
If it's okay.
Yeah, I called up Will, and I asked Will if there was any changes he wished to make as the code enforcement officer, and he said we were fine just the way it was last year. You didn't see any problems with it.
This is page four, right?
This is page four of the building permit schedule. And we'll confer on Monday if we have any questions after I make the corrections. Okay.
Yep.
All good?
Yep.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the building permit fee schedule?
A motion. Make a motion. Commotion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same. Motion carries. Moving on to page number five, which will be the non-building permit fees. The clerk's revenues, I spoke with Kelly as well. Everything was good. We did change in the middle of the year, if you recall, when we started doing our dog enumeration. We changed the dog license spayed or neutered up to 10 and not spayed was 20. Other than that, everything stayed the same as far as the clerk's revenues goes. And the zoning revenues, I spoke with Bill Scriber, and he agreed that everything should stay the same as well again. So nothing really changed except for the dog licenses. But you can take your time and read over that.
What's the punishment for like not having it licensed or spayed it? Or is there like fines? Is there, do we set the
fines? We have a local law that sets and what it says is the first offense, the judge can fine up to $25, but then second, third offense, it's more. But normally how it used to be is if you received a ticket for non-licensing it, you came to court with your dog license, then the judge would fine you $10 or $15. If you came to court without your dog license, send you away and come back, and they charge you the whole $25. That's to the discretion of the justice, though. That right. As far as
it's like any other ticket that's out there, you get a speeding ticket, the cop doesn't set the fee, the judge does, you know, technically. So similar to code enforcement, even. It's up to the judge to determine the amount and when and
how. Max or a minimum.
There is in our local law.
But of course, even with the local law, the judge can go lower than that, correct?
Well, he can go lower than $25. Yes.
Right. It's a basis to go upon.
Where with a regular traffic ticket, the state mandates a surcharge. So there's no, but the ticket part, yeah. The judge's got discretion.
Any other questions on page five? Oh, can I have a motion to approve page five as written?
I'll move.
Richard?
Second.
Gary?
Aye.
Aye. All those in favor? Everybody was in favor of page five. We will move on to the Town of Parrish 2023 appointments. We're going to label that page six. All these items that are in red, we'll go down to them. I can read these out to make sure that they're correct on this page. And when we get to the red ones, stop me and I will explain why they're in red for you. All right. The rest of these items, all these salaries were approved in our budget. And so it's already been approved. But let's just take a look and make sure that I didn't do something wrong in error. I mean, I had Kelly proofread it too, but we will look it over and mistakes do happen. So let's go with the town clerk, Kelly Reeder. I'm going to add Pettit to that. Sorry, Craig. I missed you. I didn't add her to Kelly's name anywhere in this whole form. So
that's fine.
Expires in 23,000. It is paid bi-weekly. Town counselors, Mr. Horning, Mr. Holton, Ms. Eaton Novak, and Mr. Gary Wood, 23, 25, 25, and 23. Everybody, $4,500 monthly paychecks. No questions yet. We will move on. Highway Superintendent George Horning, 2023, $44,000 biweekly. The Justice is Devin Conroy, 2023. He expires, $16,000 monthly. Town Supervisor James Burness, 23, $17,000 biweekly. Town Tax Collector, Kevin Dwyer, 2023, $4,000 monthly. Good so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Appointments by the supervisor. The position is bookkeeper. It's Angela Skellington, $14,000. All of these expire in 2023. The deputy bookkeeper, Trudy Angst. I'm still using Trudy on occasion. I will use her in the odd. I will take it out of, I think we even left a line. And this is where the red comes in to play. We currently pay in 2022, we paid everybody $15 an hour. When the minimum wage in New York went up to $14.20 come the first, I figured we should add 15 cents to everybody, all those people that were making 15. I want to ask the board if we can raise them up to 50 cents an hour. All these positions that you see, it's not going to increase our budget. What will happen is if they were allowed $1,000 in their budget line, they just don't get as many hours.
Yeah.
It's 50 cents an hour. We will maintain our budget, and they have to try to live by that budget unless a special circumstance comes up.
Budget is a maximum.
Correct. Yep. Budget is a maximum unless they come before the board and say somebody was out sick and we needed them more. We will deal with that as that budget line comes down. We just like we always have here, certain issues happen. We will deal with it and decide what to do to the budget in order to help it keep going. So with that in mind, everybody here that was at 15 will be at 1550 if we agree upon that. Can I have some discussion on that going up to 1550 for everybody who was 15? And that way it'll take care of them all. So we don't have to have discussion every time. No discussion.
What's to discuss?
I want to make sure you guys want to approve, you know, raising.
I'll move.
Okay.
A second.
Aye.
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 So we're taking everything up to 1550. So that's going to be that's page 6. But before we finish, there's one at the very bottom. Forgot that. And what that is, we approved everybody else on here. I don't have to read it all. But that historian's clerk, Kim Perkins, that's her budget line is $1,000. But what she was doing is she was getting paid hourly. Last year, she went over her line because she was turning in like time cards. And I said, look, your budget is only this. Well, I'm just going to kind of donate my time type deal. I only paid her up to her budget line. Mm-hmm. And so if we could make that a salary position at $1,000, that way, if you spend more time doing your job, like some of us do here, you know what your salary is for the year and you'll get the work done at $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion on that change.
No. That makes sense to me.
That way she'll get paid $500 in June and $500 in December. And I won't have to keep her time cards anymore because it will be a salary position.
I moved.
Very good. Hi.
What are we doing?
So we're gonna approve the historian clerk Kim Perkins.
Yeah, but you're approving the page,
right?
What the way it's presented.
Well, we're gonna change that, and then with that change, we will approve page 6.
So yeah, we have two approvals,
right?
One is to approve the historian for salary instead of hourly.
Yeah.
And the other would be just
it's salary.
Salary. He meant to say.
What did I say?
Yeah,
hourly.
You said next Whoops. Page.
No, there's a lot on here. Trust me, I was
with historian being or historian clerk being paid
salaried at $1,000 for 2023.
Yep.
Any other discussion on that? Can I have a vote again, please, for that?
I move.
Second. We already had a motion. And
yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
You second?
Second Doug. Was by,
Robin.
Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Doug. I thought she said Robin, too. I thought she said I instead of Doug. It's been one of those weeks, kids. But that, I appreciate that being done. Page 6 is done. Okay. All these terms that we're going to appointment by the board. Like I said, everything is once again on page 7. The attorney. Anybody have a problem with the attorney? Okay, see none. The assessor, they're not up. The bar review chair is not up. Kevin Dwyer was the town bar member. I asked, spoke with him. He said he would like to do it again. And I can't remember. I think the date is wrong. I just put 23 on that. So he would be good for how many years? No?
The chair.
Yep, the chair.
It was appointed annually.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I had 2026 from last
year. Well, her term is 2026.
Oh. But
the chairs are appointed annually because maybe for some reason she don't want to be the chair.
Okay.
So that's, it's annually.
So we're going to, how do I make that change, Kelly? Do I put 2023 in there?
You can. And then.
And 2026 in the parentheses, maybe?
Or we have slash room? Between.
Yeah, okay. I could do that. Any?
I missed that when I looked.
Yeah. I was just going by the dates that were on there from last year. Any question on that? So, as far as Kevin Dwyer on the town bar member, it wouldn't be 2023. They're appointed for a 4-year term or five?
5 years.
So that would now become 2028, correct?
You just appointed him in October, I believe, of this past year.
Oh, did we?
Yep. So it would be October.
2022 plus 5 would be
7.
Okay, I'll make that a correction. 2027. Right. Everybody good with that correction?
Yep.
Okay. We will continue to go down. 2025 for Jack Rosinski. The bar clerk is currently vacant. Last year, Kevin did it. I would much rather not have a member do the clerking because it just makes it tough to write and talk at the same time or look at. So if we could find somebody for the town bar clerk, I'm sure we can talk to Lynn and see if maybe she might know somebody that might be interested in doing it. Cemetery coordinator, Benita Ackley, didn't change. Sexton is still vacant. As far as I'm aware, we don't have many graves that happen or cremations that are buried in these cemeteries, but it's there. Code enforcement officer, William Haumacher, he agreed to come on. Any questions on him? Okay. Patrick Dolan, this is in red because it is a change. He was making $18 an hour. It was $18 an hour while George Bennett was here. So it's probably been that way for 7 years. I thought we should give him a dollar an hour raise. And once again, he still only has $1,500 in his budget. We're not going to raise his budget. He'll just have to go down in hours.
Yeah.
Any questions on that, or you'd like to change that amount? Like I said, it's in red because it offers discussion. Too high, too low, perfect.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. I just want to make sure that nobody wants to, you know.
I move to approve that.
Okay. I'll second that.
Finally.
For the $19?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we'll approve the whole page after that.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Everyone said yes. Come on, Doug. It's only 7 o'clock.
move it along.
It's all right when he talks, though.
Oh, yeah.
2023 is a new year. Watch out. It's been one of those weeks. All right. So everything's good. Mike Wood, $900 biannually because he's the officer in charge. If he works, he gets the $2,250 that we approved all the constables for $2,250. We currently have Mike Wood, Herb Hawker, Brennan Bauer. Herb Hawker is retiring. I just spoke with Mike Wood today, updating the constable. We have to go online and put it all in. He has somebody, Mike Wood does, because Herb Hawker should be retiring in
April.
He has somebody in mind. I told him, he gave me the name today. I told him come February, we can approve, take a look at him, and then I can fill out all his paperwork once we approve him. He's already a constable, so we don't have to train him, but he will take over Herb Hawker's position, and he's still looking for somebody to go to school for other constable that we agreed, you know, that $1,600 we discussed in at one of the other meetings in 2022. So we will move on then if there's no other questions. Stephen Kronk as our dog control officer. We agreed to raise him to $7,000. Is there a question on Steve? Okay. His deputy is Mike Ortman. I haven't received any paperwork from him yet, but once again, we will pay him $1,550 per hour till his line reaches. He was doing it for nothing last year, so I think it's a good way to put him on our payroll and make sure these guys are doing their, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. Fire warden chief is LJ Harvey. Mark Adams is the fire warden. Fire warden George Horning. Fire warden John Hamilton.
Were you going to ask John Dunham about why we have them?
Yes, I am going to ask.
We have what?
I can ask him right now. We were having a discussion today, and maybe you or Mr. Horning can enlighten me anyways. What is the fire warden?
It's just Happy Valley.
Right? It's just Happy Valley.
Right.
So my question is why
it's
do
a
we...
state law for state.
It's a state
territory.
Yep. So, but why do we have a pay amount for them? For example,
the only time they get paid if there's a fire in the valley.
Right. If they have a fire there, they get paid for it.
We have to keep the hours and everything else, and that's how they're paid.
Yep.
Which has happened 4 times and I know of.
Do we get reimbursed by the state?
No.
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 Okay. So George Horning and John Hamilton, for example, they're going to get this $18 an hour. Now, we know John Hamilton through his contract makes, I think it's $2,350 this year or something to that effect. He doesn't get overtime when he gets called in from there, but he goes to the fire. Now, what happens if we need the loader, for example, to help put out a fire? And he's an MEO. Do we pay him as an MEO or do we pay him as a fire warden?
MEO.
Pay him for MEO.
Okay. That's what I was thinking too, but I was like, I don't know why we have an hour down when he's a highway employee. It was really kind of.
It's just. You got 4 names. If the chiefs are out of town, then you have a highway.
I mean, you might, they might not even need them.
Right.
Right.
It was just, I didn't know because they're like, geez, it's almost double dipping if I have to pay him. Yeah. And then he's getting paid by the highway. I'm like, I can't do that. I just want to know a little bit of history.
As soon as he touches a lord, then he's paid.
He's paid by the town. But if he does just, yeah, I don't even think they, because they don't know what it is either. I mean, right. George, yeah. You know, the highway superintendent has no idea why he's on there.
Because there's usually, last year or 2 years ago, we had a grass fire up there. It took a while.
Yep.
But you'll get, we get a, had 2 or 3 vehicles that caught fire up there, but it wasn't under the fire wardens.
Right. So
vehicles, we had it out, but as soon as it starts burning grass, leaves, brush, whatever, it gets bigger. Then we get the DEC, it's involved, and everybody else. And once it gets over, I think it's what, 5 acres, and then it's a forest fire.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
So it's different things in there, but the state law still has fire wardens, and that's why they're appointed. And
sometimes the fire chief just tells them about it. They don't
know. Right. So. my question then becomes, instead of having highway workers, why don't we just have other firemen on there, whether it be their captains, lieutenants, and that way you're still going to call highway up to maybe use their loader, and then we pay him at the 20, you know.
You'd have to look at the law.
I'd have to, that's why I'm not, I don't know why they included DPW guys other than.
I think they come under.
Have Bob look it up.
Yeah. Well, you got to look up in your town law. It's in there.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Under fire wardens.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they're still going to have to be there, why, you know.
And I think you can name anybody you want.
All right. We'll keep it this way for now. It was just a matter of me going, George not knowing. I don't even know if Craig knew. You know, I don't know how far this has gone on for. So it was just a weird trying to figure out at $20 or $18 an hour. It was just a strange situation. Any more questions on those, on that? We'll let it go for now then, and I will look it up. And we will see where it goes from there.
Yep.
Okay. We'll continue on. The maintenance worker, Belden Dolly, will now move up to 1550 like we agreed. Part-time employees. This covers anybody else who comes in as a clerk or anything else we forgot to put in here. This way it's written down that they're part-time and they will get the 1550. Okay.
Yes. Does that include... What do the wingmen get?
Well, wingmen will be on the separate sheet.
Next page.
Okay. Yep, they're going to be on a separate sheet. Planning board chair, still the same. William Scribert, 2,000. All the board members come in at 1,000. No change. They have different dates because we approve them for the planning board too, and they kind of change. Conservation officer, he's on there at 1,000. Dr. David Sperling. Craig Pettit is an alternate. Planning board clerk is still Evelyn at 1,000. That will expire at the end of 2023. RMO and the vital stat registrar, we're going to add Pettit to that. It's just a
you kept Kelly's old name in there also as records management and battle statistics.
Yeah, he just said he's gonna
hit. Yep, that's what I'm just going to change now.
Sorry.
Yep, nope. Our deputy would be Evelyn. ZBA, the town, I spoke with Mike Mueller. He's willing to do that again. The village chose Walter Borland again. Our town is Stuart Brown. The clerk is Evelyn. They're all happy with her. And our ZBA alternate is vacant. So if anybody knows that somebody may want to be a ZBA alternate, they don't meet very often, but if they do, $20 to observe and $40 to participate. With the number changes that we agreed in Ed and Kelly Pettit, are we okay with page 7?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed and abstained. Page 7 passes.
Did you make a motion?
I moved. Gary seconded it.
Sure. That's the way it was.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah. Good one. I missed that one.
Yeah.
Very supersonic. I pitched
voice. I heard it.
Okay. This is our last page. So I'm going to take my time with this one.
Yeah, do that.
You'll be sitting here alone.
Come on, it's 10 after 7. Last year, it took us 2 hours to do this.
This one.
I was suffering in the Caribbean.
I like the way you did this.
What's that?
I like the way you did it this time.
Oh, thanks. I did something right today. That's good.
Well, that's only according to one person.
Well, one thing out of the day is good for me. So the highway employees... Billy Allsworth, Johnny Hamilton, John Laura, Nate Metcalf, by contract. The top two have been here long enough for $24.50 an hour. The other two we just hired last fall, they get $3 an hour less according to their contract. Just so everybody's aware of that. Our seasonal MEO is vacant. It's $17.50 an hour according to the contract. We're going to move on to the wing people, and these people are in red. Last year, if you can remember, we approved $14 for somebody new and $15 that had been here a year. That's the senior distinguishment between the two. I am looking to get $15 to start because minimum wage went up to $14.20 and $16 for seniors, so they would get a dollar raise. Can we agree on that?
Yep.
Let's make a motion to do that.
I'll make a motion.
That's not gonna.
We're trying to.
Aye.
You're correct. Sorry, I'm in one of those. One of those.
You're in the fog.
We got this.
Yes, you do. But just so we're trying in Parrish to raise our. You know, our salaries a little bit so that we get some more employees. George is having a hard time getting employees.
People interested in working for the town of Parrish.
So we gotta do a little something a little bit at a time. Our budget is so hard to figure out as far as snowfall goes because there isn't a separate line for wing people. Mm-hmm. It's just thrown into personal services. But we've had a couple of easy winters. I don't know how much effect it's going to have on a hard winter. It's really hard to tell, but that's why we have a fund balance in our highway fund for the bad winters. So I agree. I think we did good with that. The next thing, if you notice that request for, and this is why I'm getting there, for the 4-hour minimum call-in for wing operators, I was speaking with the highway superintendent and these wing operators just so happened Christmas Day, they get called in, they come in, they don't get overtime because they're not working 40 hours a week. Their normal run could be anywhere between 3 and 3.5 hours. And that's just the way it works depending on the snow load. So what I was looking at doing is to have a 4-hour minimum call-in for these people.
I think that's very fair.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
And they've never had that. They can come in for two and nobody's going to answer their phone for 2 hours at 2 in the morning. Is there more discussion on that?
I think it's a great idea.
Not for me, because you just can't expect them to come in and work Christmas
or New Year's or any night, 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I'm not going to get up for 2 hours worth of work.
Right.
This way, at least we offer them 4 hours and maybe we can get a little more wing people involved.
Yeah.
And that we'll answer the call. Any other discussion on that?
All
right. Let's make a motion to make a minimum 4-hour call in for wing operators, whether you're senior or junior, it really doesn't matter. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain.
We made a motion.
Gary and Doug.
Yeah.
Come on, Kelly, catch up.
I know, because she's trying to listen to me talk, because, and I'm everywhere today.
Just because you made the favorite list. What did last person
Gary needs in there?
No, it's not Kelly's fault.
We said it earlier before you were done talking.
Yes.
We're trying to move things along.
Yeah, I hear, but...
Man, if you guys want business to be done quickly, we're doing it. It's all, you know.
So now are you going to do the whole page?
Yes, we will do the whole page now. Correct.
I move to approve the last and final page.
Slow down, please.
Organizational meeting.
I'm going to second that. Put my name in there again.
Why don't you, just a suggestion, you're making all your changes. Why don't you just.
Cover the whole thing.
Yeah.
Make a motion to approve this year's
organization.
Yeah.
You want to cover everything again, even though we went page by page?
No.
We could have done that right off the get go.
Well, you told me to go page by page in case there was
a
problem.
You're missing my point. You're making changes, okay?
Yep.
You're all agreeing on it. We're changing it. And when you're all done, do it. You're making motion for this and motion for that.
Apparently, we got.
Time. Yeah, now that we were on the last page, good idea, Kelly. Yeah.
Apparently, we have a lot of time to kill.
So, Gary made that motion.
I'll try to remember that next time I'm here.
Page 8, Gary.
Yes.
And then Jim seconded it.
I did, because there's, you know, you change the pages, you can't read them as well.
Okay.
Is there any With that being said, did we vote on that?
Yes.
Well, I want to make sure you're caught up. Is there any old business off the floor anybody wants to discuss tonight that cannot wait till 2 weeks for our next meeting?
You want me to bring that stuff up?
Well, do you want to bring that up in executive session, or do you want to bring that up in
which stuff?
The things that we have been discussing.
Well, just things that came up. Yeah, probably executive session is better.
Okay, I did not put an exec on this. Do you want to wait till next week, or do you want
to?
Or 2 weeks from now?
Just maybe food for thought right now, if we can introduce the problems and then you think about it.
That's a good idea. You don't have to make it lengthy.
And what are we going to go into exec for?
If there's no changes between now and then, the problem has been addressed, it's been notified.
Right.
So it says it's going to be corrected. Let's see what happens when it comes. If it's not corrected by the January's meeting, then maybe we'll have to address it in executive session to find out what the problem is.
So we're not going into exec tonight then.
But not all of us know what's going on.
Right. That's well, what I was just kind of.
There's issues with the Justice Department.
And the dog control.
And dog control. There's a couple issues going on that their supervisors discussed it with the judge and stuff, trying to get things straightened out. They said they're going to take care of it. So we'll get a chance to see if it's corrected.
Everyone's aware of it then?
Well, they aren't.
They are not.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, welcome aboard.
Did he take it? Are you still in?
We're not in an exec yet.
Right. It's all in control.
I don't know if it's the cause to go into exec, because we can discuss somebody's displeasures with items. Yeah, it should be out in the open.
It's under personnel, so you can go on exec under personnel.
Yes. Well, you can't
not just the full extent, right? You can't just fully hang on 1 second, please. Medical, financial, credit, or employment history. Matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal. So that falls in that area that we should discuss in the open.
Okay. Let's go.
And it doesn't warrant it unless it's really in a.
But it is employment.
Well, that's to the appointment of or employment of it. I mean, we can't.
Okay.
We can't dismiss a court.
Let's just define the problems and then we'll go from there.
Yes.
Okay. Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
The situation is we got a new judge. He appointed a justice clerk who is in the learning curve like everybody else we've appointed because the hard to find people to work. Okay. The problem is with people coming to court, getting a hold of the Justice Department during the week or whenever, either to pay fines, pay tickets, questions, whatever their personal business might have to do with the court, is not being handled to the best ability that the town should have. But people have been unable to get a hold of people. Emails have been filled. There's no way to get a hold of anybody. Therefore, which everybody does, no matter if it's a Justice Department or zoning, but whatever it is, if you can't get a hold of that department and you're a resident, then the next person on your list is who?
Supervisor.
Or clerk to call. So with her being covered more and flooded more with people trying to get a hold of the Justice Department and not having an answer, or the Justice Department being accessible to people, okay, whether it's paying fines and going to renew your license and the information has not been transferred so you can't renew your license, things like that of that nature that should be done. It was brought to the judge's attention. He says he's going to take care of it. and everybody knows it's a learning curve, so nobody's pointing fingers or blaming anybody, but it's something that has to be addressed. We can't have a Justice Department that is not accessible or not submitting information on a timely basis, which they need to.
Well, one of the big deals is the phone. The phones and the mailbox was full. And I told the clerk, well, evidently it didn't get taken care of. So people couldn't leave messages or weren't being called back because they couldn't leave messages. Now the phone's just ringing. I don't know if that's been taken care of or not.
I personally spoke with Devin yesterday afternoon. And I understand his...
It's a part-time job.
It's a part-time job. But they have to do a little bit better. And one of the things that Devin brought up to me was that the phone, if somebody calls looking for that court system, thinking that they're open from 9 to 5, and they call 5 times, that phone fills up fast. And he says maybe the messages were full and that it just rings when it's full. He wasn't sure. I'm not really sure either. Or like I think I told Kelly today, is possibly when they went to clean it out, maybe they turned the answer machine off. So now it just rings.
Right.
Somebody was in here this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I don't know what they did or, right. But
I don't babysit them. That's right. Not my.
I spoke with Devin personally yesterday afternoon, and we also came up with a way that possibly we will add an email onto their, onto our website. I'll get with Paul Baxter, probably send him an email tomorrow to add this. So that maybe they can answer via email a little easier when they're not in town, when they're not here.
Is there a way to put that recommendation to contact? You can also contact us through email on the answering machine itself.
Well, that's probably they can. And they can put that email on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can.
Therefore, whoever is calling will get an email address and another way to.
And you're correct. People want immediate response, and that's not going to happen.
Right.
And however, you can't go days and not get your mail. You can't go days and
which not. I said, I'm not pointing fingers. It might be like the judge would have to say, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, at least, you know, have the clerk check the answer machine, find out what things are and stuff, and then erase, keep it clean. You know.
There's a Tom Justice email on the website right now.
Yeah. And they, I don't know if they get to that.
But some people might not go to the website.
I have the clerk's personal email possibly that she can pick up on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she is at 9 to 5 somewhere else. I also spoke with the chief constable and I discussed this today. And he said what some of the other towns do is they only do it 1 day a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that. If he came up with a day a week that she was here 5 till 9,
mm-hmm.
at least then people would know what day she was here and they stuck to that day. So that's another way that maybe we can alleviate some of these issues. Mm-hmm. And like
you're
I said, I just found
more than one day
this afternoon
I'm
at
sorry,
4:30.
But it just takes more time than that.
I understand. But at least if people could come here and pay bills or, you know, pay their fines or at least get a.
They are here 1 day a week.
Cool. Right. But other towns, small towns, do it one. And
probably a day when you don't have court going on too.
Right.
Will be easier for the court clerk because she's going to be handling everything that's going on at night.
We're not trying to run that department.
No, you still have to serve the people.
Right. How much time do you think that she should be at work versus what she gets paid?
I couldn't tell you how many hours she should be putting in. I'm not in the court system. I haven't been down here. I don't know what they did in the past. I know that they put a lot of time and effort in the past. And once again, it is hard to find somebody, as we all know. We can't get people to work 40-hour a week jobs. Finding people to come in for 10 hours, 12 hours, two hours.
There ought to be a guideline. An hour a week isn't going to.
I don't know what she's in here now.
I'm just saying,
right?
That
yes,
we ought to give her a guideline.
And I don't
what we want.
Well, that would be up to the court. That would up to be Devin. I mean, if the job is getting done, I don't know.
It's not getting done.
Right.
We're paying for it. Right.
Well, that's why I was saying, if we've talked to him, we've discussed it, we've said what we want.
And let's see.
So now we got for him to make those corrections or suggestions of what they want to do,
right?
Whether it's so many hours one day a week. I think a big plus is because the only people that are going to want to get a hold of them, 9 times out of 10 are going to be the people that call.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have the email on the website, but I'm not going to the website if I want to call the Justice Department. I think it should be on the answer machine, the email,
and it
could they have an option, you know, unavailable at this time, but you can feel free to contact us through this email or that email.
And it can be there.
And they can have another access point.
A lady came in yesterday and said she left a message. She was able to leave a message last Friday. Okay. She still hasn't gotten a call back.
Well, that got to be corrected.
Right.
I'm just saying what they're telling me.
I agree. I don't want to, and it's been thrown out through a little bit. I don't want to tell them that they have to be there for so many hours. Because what happens if they're not?
No, you can't. No.
I'm not going to sit down and
get so track much of them. Money per year. Wouldn't you like to see so many hours of effort?
Yeah.
But it's hard to. I don't want to handcuff the judge either, and have this person, the one person he was able to find.
Well, right.
I don't want to shut down the whole system because it could happen.
We can find somebody else.
that easy.
Well, you say that.
Well, it's not. The reality is it's not.
You haven't tried.
Nobody knocking down doors. What I'm
saying is I'd like to see somebody get their money's worth.
Right. And I think if the job is done completely.
We never advertised that position before. They ask people word of mouth, and I understand the judge has to be comfortable with who that is. However, we still have to serve the people.
Is that up to the judge?
It's up to the judge, but what they get paid is up to the board.
Well, okay, let's go back to that then. It's all...
Right, well, like I said,
there's a ratio.
If you're going to pay them, then they got to do that. They're right.
The they got to do so much work.
Right.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
You're gonna figure that out.
It's a slippery slope as to how much.
The only other thing you come in
here for that amount of time. It's hard. It's very hard in today's world.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. You can go that route if you want to, but then
you know.
Hey, I don't care. You know, I just want to see the people
get a cell phone that they could take with them and answer at their leisure, or at least receive text messages.
Well, that's why I think the email, when I spoke with Devin, at least this is her personal email, and she was able to receive these emails, and she could do them at night at home instead of having to come into the office.
Is that something that has to be secure?
I'm wondering.
I don't know.
No, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, it's
the, I'm still wondering not public because knowledge. The other court clerks had to get fingerprinted, and we know they got fingerprinted because we got bills.
Yeah.
Well, if the person is up to the judge, that's fine. Those are the rules. But you still got to have some kind of rule as far as how much time they should be putting in for a salary job. If the mindset of a salary job, if they want to work half an hour a week, change it to an hourly job with X amount of hours a week. You got to get the work done.
I understand. I don't know what we still receive our monthly checks from the court.
Yeah.
So we're getting our money in. They got to be doing something. I don't know. If it's
pretty low from what it used to be.
We're not saying be doing something, and right. Just saying that they're not
customer service
people. But right. If I call them, and I'd be pretty hot under the collar.
Right.
PR
needs to be improved.
Yeah.
Public relations accessibility.
Right. Oh, customer service, basically.
Right. Right.
And like I said, when I spoke with Devin, he knows that. he's being, I don't want to say washed, but he knows that we know there's issues there. And he's going to try to improve it.
Okay, but that's what I say. We are stewards of the taxpayers'
rights. I don't think nobody's watching them. I mean, I'm not watching them, but when I keep getting complaints and getting phone calls, and you're phone calls.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And that's I spoke with him about that. So
Let's see what he can do. And if it doesn't change. I'm getting emails.
Because the people want to take care of their tickets. They just want to resolve their problems, their issues.
Then, my opinion, I have a suggestion. He's been notified that he's going to take care of it. If it comes January's town meeting, problems still exist. Nothing's been done.
Right.
Then maybe we need to have an executive session or something discussing the terms. Like you said,
well, this is why I bring it up. Okay,
this has to be so many days a week.
So you got to be here. You've got a couple of weeks to think about it.
You know, give them a chance to fix it. If they can't, we have to.
Right, right.
What I suggest we do then, we have 2 weeks. Maybe we could have the judge come in, explain the circumstance, see what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. And that way the board can hold him to what he's going to do. What's that?
Didn't he already tell you that?
No. I was in multiple discussions with somebody maybe that we were
gonna... I actually like that idea that we have the opportunity to ask them questions like
right the whole board
how many hours are you feeling that you absolutely have to work,
right?
You know, if this looks like it's a 35 hour a week job, maybe we're not paying enough.
Right.
Well, look at the dollar figure there that we're paying her.
Not a lot,
but Kelly,
come on. It is a lot when you're not doing
right.
You know,
that's it. You know, you've got to have some efficiency.
I'm not saying 40 hours a week or 30 hours a week, but
no. But if you're coming in and you're just doing the board night, and then maybe if you're doing an average of 6 hours a week,
that's one thing.
24 hours a month for.
But when you're aware of the problem and you don't take care of it, I told her there was a problem, and the response was, "I got to go pick up my son." Have at it, but you know there's a problem.
Nevertheless, it's still
you come back and take care of the phone.
Regardless of people.
And I had to a package come in, and Devin happened to be here, and I come down and I said, "Here's a package." And I said, "And by the way, your answering machine is full." And Kate's aware of it because I told her about it. And he said, "I will take care of it." And I walked away because he was aware of it.
So I will invite our judge to attend our next meeting. We don't even have to go into exact. We're not firing anybody. It's an open discussion.
See what progress he's made.
And let's see what's going on. And maybe, like I said, it's so hard to know the details of everybody's position. And he can enlighten all of us, and we all have different questions. So we can try to do that.
I mean, I could say it's a learning curve, but you can't say answering your phone, clearing your mails and stuff is really something you got to learn. It's just something you do.
Yeah. And it was the holidays. I don't know. Maybe, you know, everybody's got their own personal lives.
Yeah.
We had no problem. Was the last judge.
No, well, luckily for Parrish, the last judge devoted, and Sheila, his clerk, devoted their lives to Parrish over the time. And that was appreciative. But finding those people to devote their lives to Parrish is very hard to come upon nowadays.
That, but there's more to the court than stepping off and on the bench. And I'm not saying that he's doing that, but there's a lot of paperwork to it.
Right. So maybe we will see improvements. I'll still invite him. Whether I see improvements or not, he will get an invite to attend our next meeting on January 19th.
As they say, the proof will be in the pudding, because if it's going to improve, we'll see that, because we won't be getting the complaints and the people coming in.
Right. And as like you said, and responsibility.
I feel bad because I can't help them.
To our constituents.
That's right.
If the problem's not taken care of, then us as a board can move further to make a solution. If it's a mandatory hour requirements, then that's what it's going to have to be.
Yep.
It's appointed position, but the board has the he has the authority to appoint who he wants, but the board sets the hours, the rate, the wages, and everything. So if it can be taken care of, we can take care of it for the people.
I mean, there's some things, no, the board can't take care of.
Right.
You're not going to satisfy everybody, but something right. like that, you'll have to satisfy right. them within
and,
reason.
And we can't. Do try yeah. to explain to the people that it is a part-time court, and they're not here all the time.
Right, they're not here 9 to 5.
No.
I had a gentleman today as I was leaving, right around 5 o'clock. He was coming in to pay a ticket. I said, well, if you have a checkbook, put your ticket in the box right there. It's right
can't,
there.
Can't write a check.
You can't write a check.
They don't take personal checks. It's either money order or cash right. or credit card. But we have no way of taking their credit card.
So with that being said.
Another can of worms.
Yes, I told the gentleman that we weren't 9 to 5 and he understood that.
And they can.
I told him the 17th is a court night. I know they'll be here that day.
Yeah, right.
Come in on the 17th. But we will see what happens and we will go from there. Any more discussion on that? I know somebody brought up the dog control officer as well. Who wanted to discuss him?
Well, I understand we've spent a lot of money to do the enumeration. And there are issues where the people aren't accountable. They should be getting tickets and stuff like that, and they aren't. Well, so how do you enforce it, I guess, is the question.
Right.
Well, Steve has told people to get their dog's license and give them a period of time, and they're not coming in. They're not doing what Steve asked them to do. Because he's trying to work with the people and be fair. But his situation just occurred, and I'd be mad. Evelyn Stomachuk has 2 purebred dogs. They're licensed. She keeps them tied up. And a dog off Bird Off Road kept coming in her yard, and she kept calling Steve. And Steve came. And he told the person to get their dog license. They have not done it. And consequently, Evelyn's dog is pregnant,
right?
Which she is not happy with it at all.
Let me add to that. I spoke with Steve yesterday. Steve gave this gentleman till Monday to license his dog, or he was going to write a ticket. That's according to Steve. Now, as far as a dog getting impregnated, doesn't matter whether it's licensed or not.
Right.
Dog that is not care. Following. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's got the little tag on them or not, or sitting in a drawer. That's not going to licensing that dog is not going to prevent what happened, unfortunately, to Evelyn. That's going to be a civil matter that she may have to take up.
Well, the dog yeah. has to be controlled also.
The dog should have been confined after right. he went up there the first time.
I mean, that's
time.
A right. Dog owner's.
Right. So it wasn't about licenses, is what I'm saying. That it, right. it's a whole nother issue.
There's a lot of things that are
right
that are out there, you know. But if the guy has been put on notice, then we'll see what happens.
Right.
But that's it's only one case.
It's been way past wait until Monday.
Well, when I spoke with him, he told me he was going to issue him a ticket on Monday. I have to take him on his word. I can't.
Well, just you might want to express it. Tell him toughen up a little bit because things are not working out the way they're supposed to.
You can't pick and choose who has to be responsible with their dogs.
Right, but this, like I said, this isn't...
This is that situation, but there's other people that he's told, and he's told me that he's told them to come in, and they may come in.
Well, we knew going into this that there would be people that would pay, yes. and there would be people that would not pay.
Right.
You knew that. So if he knows that there's people out there that are not going to pay, then he should address that.
Right.
If it becomes a problem.
Right. Right. And it's not like he's not responding.
Right.
He's going there trying to take care of it. The problem is his particular way he enforces
that. 40-hour week job
right.
for him.
Right. So. And I understand what he's doing because it's great for the town of Parrish, for some of our residents that don't have the money that day, that Steve gives them 10 days or whatever his, and we can talk with Steve at our meeting again too. He should be here, but we can, as a board, instruct Steve to stick to his 10 days.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I think 10 days is a great thing for the people of Parrish that don't have whatever the amount of money is, or they can't get to their vet, or whatever issue they have. We have to give them a little bit of leeway. But what we want truly is compliance, right? That's what we want. We want all dogs to be licensed. So in order to get that compliance, you're not going to get it 100% anyways.
Right.
If they haven't already been licensed, then is there a fine attached right now?
Yes, he could give a fine right now, but I don't think that's...
If we can just say, if you get it done, that goes away. Just to get it done. Then you're...
No, you're for this year. Then you have to do it again.
Well, that's
every year, correct?
That's part of the education.
Right. I mean, that we can bring up to them, or, you know, we can.
I mean, I just mailed out a list for people that didn't come in for the year, and I give it to them, but I'm not enforcement. All I can do is give them the list of people that didn't come in.
Right.
And tell them if he, and he'll, sometimes he does call me. Said, did that person come in? Nope.
No. Well, I'm sure he knows of. A lot of them are not gonna.
But you can't say that person doesn't have money, because then.
Can't say they don't have money. But like I said, at least we're giving them a little bit of leeway, because what we want is compliance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's why you guys kept extending the cutoff date so people could take advantage of the clinics,
right.
Of the rabies clinics. So you kept extending it to give them an opportunity.
Ship sailed.
Right.
Right. Well, now, I mean, that's the thing is, I still think whatever Steve is doing, if he wants to give him the 10 days, I agree with his 10 day a little bit, you know.
But how many 10 but days?
10 days max.
Right.
That's it.
I mean,
one time.
Right.
So, and on the other side, it's not a 40 hour a week job for him.
Right.
He doesn't get paid that much. So if he can do what he can do,
right.
You know, just kind of approach it that way.
Well, I will. Remember all these questions for for Steve?
They'll be in a minute.
I mean, no. Did you write it all down? No. it'll be recorded. So
11.
Steve normally reports on our monthly meetings. I will call Steve, tell him we have some issues, and the board would like to chat with him and see what we can do.
Yep. I think
and see just, what his recommendations are.
Well, and I'll have him do that at the meeting.
Licensing stuff too. I know I just got mine in the mail the other day.
It's a year from when you originally did it.
Oh, so it's any time.
Right. Okay. So monthly, different people are due.
Gotcha.
And then after you have until the 30th or the 31st, but then I send out late notices and you still have to the 15th of the following month. So we try to give. And if somebody calls and said, hey, I can't get my dog in until a day after, you know, but after
there's leeway.
Right. And after the 15th, they get charged a $2 late charge.
Thank right.
You. But it's, you know, if people are trying, I mean, you try to work with them. You're not, but
it's different than waiting a year.
Right. Well, I think it's this person that they're having issues with. He called and he said, well, I give my dogs rabies shots myself. New York State Ag and Markets Law says certificate has to be signed by a licensed veterinarian. Or we would have everybody come in and say, hey, I gave those dogs shots myself. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Yeah. I'll give them a shot.
Well, there is people that give them the shot, but they still got to go to the veterinarian.
Right, right.
Yeah, I just took mine to class guy 2 weeks ago and got all the shots. Mm-hmm.
I know some of the vets aren't taking new patients. That's what I was told, but
the vet, there are three
they're
of them.
Too busy. They mm-hmm. just can't handle it.
There's right. three in the north area. Right. I had to go to the one in Central Square.
Someone just license their dog. And actually, they went to Madison County Health Department.
Oh, yeah. It's not cheap to get your dog vaccinated. It cost me $165 to get mine done for all the shots.
Yeah, just try and pay for flea and tick medicine nowadays.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Go out to Spayed and Neutered of Syracuse out on Erie Boulevard, you can get the same stuff for $10.
Oh, yeah.
For a box.
It's just really a Bravecto and stuff?
Yep.
Yep.
It's just a pain in the butt to get out there.
Well, the next time you go, I'll give you some money.
Right. Hey, Doug, are we done yet?
Yeah.
You want to drag your feet? Don't start complaining now.
I do have a question.
Yes.
And it's not something we have to solve now, but noticing that our employee handbook is 11 to 12 years old.
Yes.
Maybe that's something we can form a little committee on in the future.
Would you like to handle that?
Take that right home with you.
I'm just, I mean, maybe right. Something we bring up at our next meeting and
maybe Paul could get us some from other townships too that you guys could look at.
That book needs to be updated, seriously.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And every time we brought it up, nobody wanted.
Could you?
Yeah, it's an extensive project.
Maybe Constantia, I can check.
Okay.
Is that book available online? I mean, not like literally online, but
no,
digitally.
So. No.
I don't think it ever got scanned in.
No, I don't think it did either. In fact, it's hard to even, it's hard to even find a copy of it sometimes.
So what do we have? One?
One what?
Copy.
Didn't everybody have to sign for a copy?
No, do we have a copy?
I don't have a copy.
I don't have a copy.
What about that thing everybody had to sign for? Remember, John, everybody had to sign for the darn thing.
Yeah, that was
that your law book.
Huh?
Your law book?
No.
No.
The employee handbook. I got a copy.
And you're supposed to once a year show your ID and sign for your paycheck.
Yep.
Once a year. And that hasn't been done in years.
Oh, I get paid for this.
Why did that get put in?
I don't
that
know.
Was a long time ago. It was put in, but remember, you had to show your ID and sign for once a year paycheck just to prove it's you.
Yep. So let's bring a copy or two of the employee handbook to the next meeting. And I don't mind taking charge of that, or at least starting to look it over and see what needs to be worked on.
Well,
I'm not a typist.
If we have one copy, maybe we can make more for everybody.
Yeah.
We'll go through it, take notes.
You had to sign for it when you
came. I'll give it my copy to you.
Right.
Suggestions and
pass it out. Never received one.
Okay, no problem.
And that was 5 years ago or 4 years ago.
We could get it to get everybody go over it, see what they want to do, any suggestions, updates, and stuff, and have another meeting just to go over and make the suggestions and the changes.
Well, when you think of HR law that has changed with diversity, equality, and inclusion, and blah, blah, I mean, a lot has changed since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just borrow from Peter and
is a lot of that in our
I'm sure it's not.
Then are you up to date with it and you can inject?
I should be able to inject
some of it.
Yeah, I think everybody, all the board members need to look at it and set the new regulations and rules. You know,
I'm sure that's been on a couple supervisors of thoughts to update it, but it just never, it's one of those items that never gets done. You know, it's just.
Okay.
Oh, now you want to move. Let's talk about, let me bring up some new business as long as we're talking. Anything else?
How about those bills?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
going
to happen with that? They're not going to play it now?
I don't know.
So does that mean those get home field advantage just by default?
They haven't made up their mind yet.
Yeah, they did. It was on the news tonight. Yeah. They're not playing.
Just going to forget it.
So the Bills will get home field advantage?
On the game.
I don't know if they will or not because they don't have as many wins. So I don't know. I don't know what the effect is on that.
Yeah, I know they're playing this weekend.
Yeah. So,
but
all right.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
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 Record time for an organizational meeting, just letting you know.
Your second one. What are you talking about?
Normally, from what I remember, these used to go on for three or four hours, correct, John?
They're longer.
That first one, we stay here almost midnight.
It was almost midnight.
I could have showed you a way.
Yeah, that was 16 years ago.